This is Out Loud and Proud, a mini show and podcast made possible in part by a grant from the Alliance Foundation. Here's Rick Small.
This is Rick Small with KXEI's Out Loud and Proud, and I'm here today speaking with Jason Olagi. Hello.
Hello, I'm Jason Olagi.
Tell me something about yourself, where you're from, what you do professionally, and also some of the things you do for fun.
Well, I'm from Tucson. I'm a Tucson native. I am a business owner, a licensed massage therapist. For fun, I love singing, of course, with Reveille Men's Chorus and karaoke. I am into yoga. I'm a big yogi. I do capoeira as well, and outdoors type of sports, hiking, swimming, cycling, jogging. Yeah.
So you are an out gay male, am I correct?
Yes, I am out and proud, and I feel very lucky to be in a city like Tucson. I've been able to find many communities that support who I am and are conducive to me feeling comfortable as an out and proud gay homosexual.
Have you always been out? When did you start your coming out process?
I came out in high school. It was a rough period. My coming out process was a very slow one when I was 17, first to my family, and then just I kind of trickled out through college. And I would say I completely embraced my sexuality and assimilated myself into the gay community in Tucson when I was 24. So coming out wasn't just a one-day thing for me. It was definitely a process.
And so since you have been out, have there been instances in your life, either at the beginning of your coming out process or in the spectrum of coming out, where you have felt bullied or undervalued, or where you have felt exceptionally supported?
I fortunately have always felt exceptionally supported. I think I've gone, I feel like I've developed a protective type mechanism where I intentionally surround myself with people, friends, family, whether it be the type of job that I dive into. I surround myself with people that will support me and that I feel safe and comfortable with. So I've been able to avoid any type of aggression.
So is there anything else about your life in Tucson or the Tucson community that you would like someone who may be considering coming out to know?
That's a good question. And I would say just know that there is plenty of support and people like you in Tucson. I really feel like we're lucky to live in Tucson, Arizona, where you can find support, even at the high school level. I have many nieces and nephews that have informed me about, you know, Pride Alliances within high school. I was involved at the U of A in my undergraduate career with the Pride community there, and, you know, and here I am with Reveille Men's Chorus, who's a very supportive and nurturing group, and allows me to be the best version of myself.
Great. Well, thank you very much for taking the time and participating with Out Loud and Proud.
Thank you.
For more on Out Loud and Proud and full podcasts, visit kxci.org.